To reserve your virtual assessment and consultation, call 220-7475.
WCHV time is 7:14. Time to go to the notebook with Mac McDonald.
Okay, Joe, thanks once again on this Wednesday, presented by Batteries Plus next to the Cavalier Diner on Emmett Street. You know, Joe, if anything, the quarantine camps that most of us have set up are producing great conversations with people we should be speaking with every week. Imagine that, communication, right? Today is part one of our visit with ESPN's Jay Billis, who spoke to our faculty and students last night, and he has become the voice of reason for college athletics, and almost every point he makes is grounded in thought and fact, and simply makes a ton of sense. Case in point, I asked him last night via the video conference call if his opinions, questions, and criticisms of certain NCAA policies are scrutinized carefully by ESPN and college's governing body, and if he has ever been hushed by his employer.
I don't walk into an arena for the Duke Carolina game and go, oh, I can't believe that these, you know, this exploitation of athletes. And I go to the game, I do the game, and enjoy the game. But when it's time to talk about policy, I think I'm capable of doing that, and I feel like I'm pretty well versed in it, and I've done my homework on it.
Homework indeed. Billis already sits on the NCAA's competition committee. He told our students and faculty that he deals in fact. And when Jay doesn't accept every decision from the NCAA, he's prepared to analyze and discuss.
There are some people within the structure, whether it's at a member institution or in the office in Indianapolis, that don't feel like people who are NCAA partners. And they look at ESPN as a partner, and that we should have a negative thing to say about any policy. I don't agree with that. Like, just because we're putting their, like, our partnership is to put the games on, not to accept everything they do or say as gospel.
Joe, I've known Jay for a long time. He used to come support my charity tournament in Charlottesville, truly now one of the best in the business. An item that he brought to the table last night with our students, and I'll feature in tomorrow's notebook. Why does college basketball not have its own governing executive director like college football's Bill Hancock, who heads up the college football playoff? That story tomorrow.